society.
哦，大概我们学校毕业以后开始上班，大概是25岁吧。
By the time we graduate from school and start working, we're probably around 25 years old or
然
so.
后上班到65岁退休，大概是40年的时间。
And we may work until we're 65, so that's a professional life of about 40 years.
那这个40年的上班的生活，到底信仰会对我们的工作会有什么影响？
And so, in the 40 years that we build our careers, like how does our faith affect that career path?
就是这一段圣经在教导我们。
And so, this is what this passage in the Bible is teaching us about.
也就是说，在同一个公司上班，我是信耶稣的，他们是没有信的，到底会有什么不同？
That is, as a believer in Christ, we work in the same company as those who do not believe in Christ, and how are we different then?
如果我是信主的，我的工作态度、精神跟没有信的一样，这个表示我们的信仰还没有对我们真的产生很大的影响。
And so, if we as believers in the Lord, behave at work in the same way as those who do not believe, it means our faith has not enacted a transformation in ourselves.
那如果我们的信仰真的很深入，已经进到我们里面的心已经更新变化，我们在上班会有不同的表现。
If we've internalized our faith and transformed and renewed ourselves in our faith, we will see these differences reflected in our work life.
那我们现在来看第六章，以弗所书的第六章。
So now let's look at Ephesians chapter 6,
第六章的第五节。
starting from verse 5.
请。
Okay, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5. Bondservants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in sincerity of heart as to Christ.
第六节。
Okay, verse 6. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart.
第七节。
Verse 7, with goodwill doing service as to the Lord, not to men. Verse 8, knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free.
OK，到第八节哈，如果我们看第七节，
So if you read verse 7,
甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不是服侍人。
And though we enact goodwill during service as if working for the Lord, for
所
God.
以这一节圣经节里面告诉我们，我们一生啊有两，我们在工作的时间其实我们有两个主人。
And so what this verse is telling us that is that in our professional lives, we actually have two masters.
因为在2000年前写的圣经嘛，所以把它写作主人。今天我就不用这个字但是就是老板。
And so this book, was written 2,000 years ago, so it talks about masters, but today we don't have masters per se, we have your boss or your manager.
也就是说，我们一生有两个主人一个就是天上的神。
And so in our lives, we may have two masters. One is our heavenly God.
那另外一个就是我们公司的经理或者公司的老板。
And the second may be our company leadership, our boss, or our managers.
那通常我们这个把它两个分开来。
And typically, we treat these two as two separate facets of our lives.
工作是工作，信仰是信仰。
Work is work, and faith is faith.
所以这两个没有关系
And so neither shall cross to the other.
但是如果我们读这一节圣经节这两个是有关系
But if we read this passage, we can see that these two facets of life are intimately connected.
我们在公司里面上班对我们的顶头上司的态度是我们对神，我们这个灵性的主人的一个反应。
And so when we work in our office, our behavior toward our superiors is a reflection of our attitude toward God.
所以如果我们有很好的灵性，
So if we are very spiritual,
我们在公司会是一个很好的雇员。
we would be a very good employee at work.
这个不会分开的。
And these are linked together.
从旧约到新约就是 一贯都是这样。
And so if you read examples from the Old Testament to the New Testament, you can see that this is the case.
啊，我们看旧约的一个例子。
Let's look at an example in the Old Testament.
但以理书第六章。
Daniel chapter 6.
啊，但以理书的第六章。
Daniel chapter 6.
啊，第六章的第三节。
Daniel chapter 6 verse 3.Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm.
那个第三节讲啊，但你有美好的灵性。
Verse 3 describes that Daniel has an excellent spirit.
那超乎其余的总长跟总督。
And he distinguished himself above the other governors and satraps.
所以王想要立他治理全国。
And because the king saw this, he thought about setting him over the whole kingdom.
那如果我们再看下一节。
If we read the next verse,
就看到第四节。
Let's read verse 4. So the governors and satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find no charge or fault because he was faithful, nor was there any error or fault found in him.
所以这个总长总督要找但以理的把柄。
And so, the governors and satraps tried to find something that Daniel didn't do right.
但是找不到。
But they were unable to find anything. 下面说
他忠心办事毫无错误。
Because he was faithful in what he did, and there was no error or fault found in Daniel.
所以但以理有美好的灵性，就在他的工作上表现出来，忠心办事，毫无错误。
So we can see that Daniel's excellent spirit showed itself at work because he was faithful, and there were no errors or fault in him.
那这个两个怎么会连在一起呢
？So how is it that these two different aspects of a person's life can be linked in this way？
如果我们回到以弗所书的第六章
，We turn back to Ephesians chapter 6。
第六章的第五节。
Chapter 6, verse 5.
说用诚实的心听从你们肉身的主人，好像听从基督一般。
That we should be obedient to our masters in sincerity of heart as if to Christ.
然后我们刚刚读的第六节。
And then we just read verse 6 as well.
不要在眼前侍奉，讨人喜欢，然后
Not with eye service as men pleasers.
这个什么叫做眼前侍奉？英文叫 eye servant， 就是老板看到我很认真，老板不在，我就随便摸鱼。
What does it mean by eye service? That is, if your manager is there, you do a good job and are diligent. But if they're not there, you slack off.
下面说要像基督的仆人，从心里遵行神的旨意。
It says that we should be as bond servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart.
所以我们在公司上班也要好像在遵行神的旨意。
And so when we do work at the office, we should do so as if we are doing the will of God from the heart.
那神的旨意是什么？
So what is the will of God?
在哥林多前书我们可以提到三个原则。
And so in 1 Corinthians, we can see that there are three principles.
第一个是对自己有什么好处。
First is to benefit yourself.
那第二个是对别人有没有造就。
And the second is to bring benefit to those around us.
那第三个能不能荣耀神。
And third is whether or not this action would glorify God.
所以我在公司要怎么上班，圣经也找不到到底要怎么上班。
And so when we ask the question, well, how should I conduct myself at work? The Bible doesn't give explicit guidance or instructions.
我们的上班态度会对其他的人有什么影响？
But we need to think about our attitude at work and how that affects our colleagues.
我听过一个弟兄在讲，他不论到哪个地方大家都很喜欢他。
I once heard a brother share about how no matter which company he works for, all of his coworkers like him.
有一阵子他周围的人都被撩，只有老板要留他。
And there was even one circumstance where his entire team was let go except for him.
我就很好奇到底为什么。
And so I was very curious as to why this would be.
后来他就自己讲了，他说八点上班，他7:50就到。
And so he said, well, You know, if I have to show up at work at 8 o'clock, I'm there at 7:50 a.m.
哦，然后一般如果五点下班，所有的同事4:50就桌子全部整理好了，等着时间要走啊。
And you know, if they let off work at 5 o'clock, he'll see that his coworkers have tidied their desks and are ready to go by 4:50 p.m.
哦，那这个弟兄啊，五点下班，他就一直做到5:10，有点5:15，把工作做完他才走。
But this brother, he would work until maybe 5:10, 5:15 before he packs up for the day.
哦，所以他老板对他印象很深。
And so his manager had a really positive impression of him.
啊，怎么他跟别人不一样啊？
How is it that this employee is different from his colleagues?
哦，那他在上班其实就是把圣经的原则用在工作上。
And so the way in which this brother worked, he basically applied the biblical principles about at work.
这里讲啊，好像在服侍神。
So this verse tells us, you know, as if we're doing the will of God from the heart.
啊，如果我们在公司上班，啊，一心想要荣耀神的名，我们就是在服侍神。
And so if we are, as we conduct ourselves at work, we think about how we can glorify God, and our work will be then for God's glory.
哦，所以这种上班的心态改变，哦，会带给我们很多的不同。上班的这种心态，哦，mentality 改变，哦，会带给我们有很多的不同。
And this can bring us, the shifting our mentality at work can bring us all kinds of different.
哦。第一个，有时候我们对信仰的了解哦，我会觉得说，跟神有关系，跟教会有关系，才叫做圣工。
We may think that holy work is strictly things we do for church or things we do directly for God.
然后跟教会没有关系，跟神没有关系，这个叫做俗事，这个没有什么价值。
And so, if it doesn't have to do with church work, and if it doesn't have to do with God, then those are secular works, and they are of no value.
哦，只是为着生活，所以你要去上班。
But we just go to work because, you know, we have to make a livelihood.
啊，那如果我们这个观念一直停留在这个地方
，if our mentality, you know, is limited by these ideas,
那我们就觉得在公司上班没有价值，只有跟教会才有价值。
We may feel that the work we do in our careers is has no value. Only the work we do at church has value.
啊，但是很显然，这个圣经跟我们教导的不是这样。
But it's pretty clear that the Bible does not teach or teaches us something different.
哦，所以第八节哈。
And let's read verse 8.
以弗所书六章的八节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 8.Knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free.
好，这个地方讲哈，个人所行的善事啊，不论是为主为奴自主的，都必按所行得主的赏赐。哦，这个地方讲善事。
Here it talks about the reward that will be received.
善事啊，善事。
And so if this is a good deed confirmed by God, then he will receive it from the Lord.
哦，所以这样看起来，公司上班不是都是没有用的。
And so with this perspective, we can see that, you know, the things we do at work are not useless.
啊，如果我们啊，我们在公司上班，让神的名得到荣耀。
So long as our work is able to glorify God.
那我们也可以从神得赏赐。
And in doing so, we can also receive a reward from God.
哦，所以有一阵子啊，我们教会有一个有一个姐妹啊，她有一个亲戚啊，在开这个三明治店。
For a time, there was a member, the sister who operated a sandwich shop.
哦。他那个三明治店里面啊，很多教会的信徒去那里上班。
And she employed many church members to work at her sandwich shop.
啊，那这个老板呢、啊，就一直问我们这个教会姐妹，你们教会里面还有没有谁要上班啊？叫他来这里。
And actually, her boss would say, "Hey, do you have any more members of your church who can come work at the sandwich shop?"
因为他发现教会的信徒去那里上班，第一个哦，你给他管钱没有关系。
Because her manager realized that the members from our church as her employees, you don't have to worry about them when they handle money. They would be honest with it.
因为二三四年前，他卖三明治都是收现金的。
Because this is 20, 30 years ago, so you know, they took payment in the form of cash.
所以他自己在管钱，跟教会的信徒在管钱，发现数目是一样。And
so she found that the books and the ledgers would match up perfectly, regardless of whether or not she was the one handling the cash or a church member was handling the cash.
所以他就发现，教会信徒去工作哦，你不要忧虑钱，可以信托他。And
so she found that if she, you know, hired church members, you know, you didn't have to worry about the money; you could trust them with the money.
那第二个就是工作。
And second is the nature of their work.
也不必坐在那里在监视谁有没有工作，谁没有在工认真工作。
You don't have to sit there and supervise closely as to who's working and who's slacking off.
哦，那很放心。And
so this boss could be at ease.
那为什么这一群信徒去那里上班，让他跟老板觉得跟其他人不一样？
And so why is it that this group of church members who came to work for the sandwich shop owners, you know, it felt different.
就是因为他的信仰。
It's because of their faith and their belief.
他知道我们是基督徒。
She knew that we were Christians.
我们的身份不一样。
And so we have a different status.
所以要在我们的工作上让神得到荣耀。
And so in all the work we do, we wish to glorify God.
这样哦，这样的工作态度哦，跟我们常常对工作的了解就不太一样。
And so with this kind of attitude toward work, it shifts our understanding toward the value of our work.
其实哦，你如果从25岁想到60岁哦，40年。
So if you think about from age 25 to 65, it's 40 years.
用最清楚的话把它描写哦，就是最宝贵的40年，就是卖给公司啊。
If you want to speak very bluntly about it, you've basically dedicated the golden years of your life to the company.
如果年薪10万，就是400万。
If you make 100,000,
年薪10万啊。
Okay, if you have a salary of 100,000, then by the time you retire, you might have made
400万 4 million.
4 million.
那你如果能力高一点，年薪15万，就是600万。
Or if you had a higher salary, 150,000 a year, then maybe you'll have 6.5 million by time, earn that much by time you retire.
当人的价值是用金钱来算的时候,
but when you value a person based on their salary by money,
当然你从公司领到很高的报酬, 觉得我比别人高一等。
Perhaps you may feel well compensated by your company and feel that you've done better than others.
那多赚一些钱到最后是什么？生活水准不一样，就是这样而已。
But you know what you end up with a higher salary is just a higher standard of living, and that's pretty much it.
所以你到最后一生赚600万的跟一生赚400万跟一生赚200万埋在地里有什么不同？
And so for a person who's earned 6.5 million in their lives versus a person who earned 4 million versus a person who earned 2 million in their lives, when they're buried, it's all the same.
没有什么不同，都是一样。
There isn't any difference.
那如果这样想，传道书里面讲，日光之下没有新事。
So if we think about it this way, the book of Ecclesiastes says there's nothing new under the sun.
那到一个人退休了，年纪大，会觉得很虚空。
By the time you get older and you retire, you might feel that what you've done is meaningless.
因为过去40年我这么认真做工，现在都过去了。
And so you may think I've worked so diligently for 40 years and all that time has passed.
那有一天你要死了，你能够带一分钱去吗？一分钱也带不到。
And so on the day you die, are you able to take even a cent of money with you? No.
所以 工作本身没有办法找到人生真正的意义跟价值。
And so the work itself is not a vehicle through which you can find the true meaning of life and value.
如果这个心态改变，就不一样。
But if you change your attitude about work, then things are different.
我一生我在公司上班，好像是给神做的。
That when I work at my career, it's as if I'm working for God.
哦，第一个，老板会信任我。
First, your manager would trust you.
哦，第二个，神的名得到荣耀。
Second, the name of the Lord will be glorified.
哦，第三个。Third, 我在天上有赏赐。
I will have earned a reward in heaven.
哦，所以同样是工作四十年哦，非常不一样。
But with this mentality, you might have worked 40 years just like others, but it's a different outcome.
哦，所以当一个人的信仰已经进到内心的深处的时候，会改变他的工作态度。
And so when a person has deeply internalized their faith, it will change their attitude about work.
好，好，我们现在回来看，啊。有所住的第六章。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 6.
刚刚读的第六节。
We just read verse 6.
这个地方讲哈，讨人啊，不要在眼前侍奉，好像讨人喜欢啊，要像基督的仆人，从心里遵行神的旨意。
Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as bond servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart.
所以这样的侍奉是从心里出来的。
And this kind of service is from the heart.
那如果我们看哥罗西书。
We turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter
3. 第三章的二十三节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 23.
And
whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men.
这个地方讲哈，无论做什么要从心里做，那下面，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
And so whatever we do it from our hearts, not as to the Lord, but not to others.
所以这个二十三节第一个讲哈，从心里做是给主做的。
And so the first thing this verse teaches us is that we should do for the Lord. Whatever we do, we should be for the Lord.
也就是说，我们在做神的工作，要从心里出来。
And also means that when we do God's work, it should be done from the heart.
你没有心也可以做。
If you don't have the heart to do it, can you do it?
但是
You can do it.
圣经里面讲，我们拜神要用心灵跟诚实来拜祂。
But the Bible teaches us that we need to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth.
神是又真又活的神。
Our God is a living and true God.
如果一个人用心去拜神，神会回应。
If a person worships God from their heart, God will respond to them.
对，信仰就会有体验。
And so then you'll see a life with a lively faith.
有时候我们常常在听这个 NYTS 的学员在最后要结束的时候上来讲感言。
At the end of the National Youth Theological Seminar, we'll often hear the attendees share what they've learned in the last 2 weeks.
有的就上来讲啊，这个礼拜是因为怎样来的啊，然后所以他也讲不出他有什么体验。
And so some people will come up and say, well, you know, I ended up at the seminar, and so it was fine.
所以他人是来，他心没有来。
And so you can see it for this attendee. They appeared physically at the seminar, but their heart was not in it.
你看他祷告，他也是在祷告啊。
And so when it came to prayer sessions, you can see that yes, they are physically kneeling there.
但是心没有放进去哦，没有体验。
But when they don't put their heart into it, they don't experience God in the same way.
但是有很多到第二个礼拜要结束的时候就很有体验。
But you'll see that there's some attendees by the second week, they will experience God in their faith.
过去风闻有神，我这次真的摸到神。
And so they might say, well, in the past I have learned that there is a God, but this time I've actually touched God.
所以他把心放进去，他就体验到神。
And because this attendee put their heart into this effort, they were able to experience a new level of faith.
所以我们到教会来的神在哪里？神看不见。
And so when we all come to church, you know, where is God? We don't see him.
但是如果把心灵跟诚实放进去，神就有一个反应。
If you put your heart and your spirit and your true self into it, God will react to you.
那神的反应就是我们的体验。
And so God's reaction to us is our experience and faith.
那侍奉神也是一样。
And this is the same when we serve God.
神在哪里看不见。
We cannot see God.
但是我们在做神的工的时候，把心放进去。
But when we do work for God, we put our heart into it.
第一个会感动人。
First is it will move other people.
第二个神会回应。
And then second, God will respond to us.
所以同样服侍神有人从神得到很多的恩典。
And so for people who serve God, there are some who have received many blessings and grace from God.
但是有的人做圣工也没有什么体验。
But for some people, they serve God and don't feel anything in particular about it.
关键在哪里？
And so what's the difference here?
就是有没有心啊。
The difference is whether or not someone puts their heart into it.
我记得有一年在厄班教会在接办这个世界代表大会 WDC。
Okay, I remember one year in Irvine, they were hosting the World Delegates Conference.
算一算前后来大概有100个人。
And so there were about 100 people who attended the WDC.
然后大概前后有快要十天的时间。
And from beginning to end, there were about 10 days. It lasted 10 days.
那个时候，厄班教会大概有200个信徒。
And at that time, Irvine Church had about 200 church members.
200个信徒要接待100个客人，接待10天。
And so if you think about it, there's 200 church members who had to host a congregation of 100 people for 10 days.
也可以讲这是责任。
You could say, well, this is their responsibility as the host.
也可以讲这是恩典。
But we can also look at it as an opportunity for grace.
你要看怎么看都可以。
And you can look at the situation in any way you wish.
然后在这些要参与侍奉的人有讲习会。
And so there was a seminar or workshop for those who were participating in the service, work for the church.
那负责那个圣工的负责人就勉励他们。
And so during that seminar, the coordinator of all these holy workers, encourage them.
说只有一个建议把心放进去。
The only message they gave was put your heart into it.
那一次WDC 它开完。
And so after the WDC ended,
很多人来参加都感觉到我们在这里感觉很温暖。
Many people of the attendees felt that they felt warm and welcomed at Irvine Church.
为什么？
Why was that?
因为很多参与侍奉的人都记得这句话，要把心放进去。
Because the holy workers, who hosted, they knew to put their heart into their work.
所以我们不论拜神、侍奉神把心放进去，这是关键。
And so the key is to put our heart into our service to God and our faith in our worship.
那神会回应我们，就对信仰会越来越有体验。
And so God will respond to us.And we will have more experiences in our faith.
然后，如果我们回到我刚刚读的哥罗西书，
we turn back to that passage in Colossians.
二十三节
，verse 23,
第三章二十三节
，three verse 23.
无论做什么，要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做。
Whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, not to men.
然后。这样你要从神那里得赏赐基业为赏赐。
Verse 24, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance.
那什么叫做从心里做？
So what does it mean to do something from your heart?
我记得我听过一个负责人跟一个信徒说。
I remember hearing once a council member telling a believer.
他说你的孩子是什么教出来的？
Council member asked the believer, you know, how did you teach your children, your child?
他为什么这样讲啊？
Why would the council member ask this of the member?
你的孩子我们只要教给他一件事情。
He said that for your child, if we entrusted this person, your child with a task,
你到最后你都不需要忧虑，他会把做得非常的好。
You don't have to worry about that task because that your child would take good care of making sure that it was done well.
那后来听好几个教会的工人都在有相同的评论。
And many of the church workers had a similar experience with this person's child.
你把工作交给他，他做得非常好，你都不需要忧虑。
That if you entrust this youth with the task,you don't have to worry about it. They will take good care of it.
这个就是把心放进去。
And so this is one way in which you can put your heart in your service to God.
那这样的侍奉你看会感动人，一定会感动神。
And so you can see how this type of attitude can motivate others and also move God.
所以一个公司如果能够请到一个真的 好像在侍奉神的人这样在公司工作，那是一种福气。
And so it is a blessing for a company to hire an employee who worked at the company as diligently as if they were working for God.
哦，那这样的老板一定会觉得说，哦，信耶稣很好。
And so this would give the impression to the manager that it is good to believe in the Lord Jesus.
哦，不是人，别人告诉我信耶稣很好。
It's not that someone else is telling me how good it is to believe in Jesus.
是我在公司里面看到一个信耶稣人在我公司上班。
But rather, at work, I see a person who believes in Jesus and how they believe at work, not behave at work.
哦，真的是非常不一样。
And they are different.
哦，那这样神的名在我们工作得到荣耀，我们在天上就有赏赐。
And in doing so, God's name may be glorified at work, and we can receive a reward in heaven.
哦，所以这个圣工、俗工哦，不是一刀两断，跟教会就是圣的，教会以外就是俗的，不一定是这样。
And so, holy work and secular work are not divided by a strict line that, you know, church work is church work, and your professional work is your professional work.
哦，好，那我们接下来回来看以弗所书的第六章。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 6.
第六章的第八节。
Verse 8. Knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is slave or free.
这个第八节的下面呢，不论为奴自主的，都办所行的得赏赐。为奴的就是老板嘛，自主就是雇员。
And so when it says whether he is a slave or free, it can be whether you are an employee or you are a boss or manager.
那我们刚刚所提的都是指的在公司当雇员。
And so what we just discussed primarily addressed what it's how to behave as an employee.
那如果有一天我们在公司已经被提升到经理了，变老板，那怎么办？
But if one day we are promoted at work to be a manager or an executive, then what happens?
我们看第九节。
Then we can look at verse 9.
以弗所书第六章第九节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 9. And you, masters, do the same things to them, giving up threatening, knowing that your own master also is in heaven, and there is no partiality with him.
好，这个地方讲哈。做主人的要待仆人也是道理一样。
And so here it says, as masters, you ought to behave the same way as the employees.
不要威吓他们。
Don't threaten them.
什么叫威吓他们？
What does it mean to threaten them?
就是运用权势，威吓你不怎么样，我把你 fire 掉。
That is to use your authority to threaten them, for instance, to fire them.
所以让这个雇员天天活在害怕里面。
And resulting in an employee who feels insecure and just lives in fear.
在工作上没有办法很放心来享受他的工作。
That this employee can no longer feel safe to enjoy their work.
所以有时候我们在公司上班久了也发现有很多的上司顶头上司真的是很好。
And so as we work longer and longer, we might see that there are some leaders and managers who are very good.
那有这样好的上司在一个公司上班大家都工作都非常的快愉快。
And we can see that a good manager would make a person's work life pretty happy.
但是倒过来有时候我们在一个公司上班也可以感受到有的人他一旦爬到上面他就是要让你知道他有权。
But we've also encountered managers where, you know, once they've achieved a certain level, been promoted to a certain level, they won't let you forget that.
所以你要对他 有一种尊敬。
And so they require that you have some level of reverence toward them.
有的顶头上司他自己不工作，他把自己的工作都交给下面的人做。
And there might even be some who don't do the work themselves, but rather delegate it to others and have them do the work.
所以这些教导就是教导我们我们在公司上班或者有一天你爬到上面怎么做能够荣耀神。
And so these verses teach us that one day we are promoted at work, how should we behave in order to glorify God?
这是很实在的一个教训，因为我们每一个人差不多在公司上班都很久。
And this is a very practical teaching since many of us have worked for many years already.
也就是要像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
We need to remember to do the work as if to the Lord and not for men.
要从心里来遵行神的旨意。
That from our heart we practice God's will.
那这样，虽然是世俗的工作，我们也会得主的赏识。
And so in doing so, even though it is secular work, we are eligible for the reward from God.
所以一个基督徒如果英文讲 working ethic, 他工作这个品德应该非常好。
And so a Christian ought to have a good work ethic.
所以这是我们努力的目标。
And this is a goal to which we strive.
在工作中不只是赚到钱养活我们的生活。
Not only do we work to earn a living to support our lives,
我们的善可以感动别人,
but the good that we do can move and change others,
让人觉得信耶稣很好,
to convey the message that it is good to believe in the Lord Jesus,
让神得荣耀, 神也纪念我们的工作, 赏赐我们,
and that God may be glorified, so he may remember and reward us.
我们来唱诗,
let's sing a hymn.